can talk about the things you want to talk about.
Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of Back Talk. I'm here with Amber Asali. I'm obsessed with her, as everyone knows that follows me. She is a Los Angeles-based photographer. Her unique style has caught the attention of all of our favorite celebrities, including Emirata, Justin and Hailey Bieber, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Zendaya, literally all of the Kardashians, Kanye, the list goes on and on. Amber is much more than the woman behind the camera. She's been featured in Architectural Digest for her interior design skills, Covator for her personal style, and written about in Cosmo.
Thank you. Hi, queen.
Lexi is the best. Like, one day I'm gonna interview her because I'm sure you guys want to know like everything. We're gonna switch this up one day because she is a fucking queen, you guys. Oh my God.
You've made it. You're a literal A-list celebrity photographer. You do, I didn't even mention like Puma campaigns. Yes. Like, you're it. Have you had that moment where you've looked in the mirror and been like, I made it, my dreams have come true?
I mean, so I recently like found these old ass diaries from
Talk about that. Yeah.
Or like middle school and then high school. It's just all throughout my life I would just write in my journal. Like, that was just my like just where I would vent to, where it could just be so real, you know? And I forgot that I was a fucking weird ass kid. I don't know.
But in what way? Like, socially?
Socially, I was cool as fuck. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yes, you were.
But when I read my diary, I'm like, wait, was I really actually a weirdo? I don't know. Maybe I wasn't. I don't know, actually.
Like, you mean because you were so motivated?
Yeah, I was so obsessed with, like, becoming a photographer. And just, it was like tunnel vision. Like, I didn't want anything else. Like, all I knew was I was going to be a photographer and that was it. So I guess, yeah, reading those journal entries and like looking back at, you know, just reflecting, I'm proud of myself for sure, but I have a lot of growing to do. So I would never be too like, I don't know. I have room to grow. So sure. I'm stoked. That lineup is fire.
The lineup's so fire.
When you say it out loud, it sounds really cool, but I still have a lot of work to do. So,
right. So let's talk about the list a little bit that you wrote when you were little. So what exactly did you say? Just like, I want to move to LA. I want to be a photographer. Like, what was it that you wrote down? Do you remember?
I mean, after every like diary entry, I would write like, I know I will become a photographer and like everything will work out. Like, that was just always, I would end every entry with like, I will become a really successful photographer, like, period. XOXO, right. Amber Asali, peace out, see you tomorrow. Like,
you knew it.
It was just, I wouldn't accept any other like reality, or like, I just really like, and I didn't even know that I was like manifesting that shit.
Right. I was going to say, so do you now believe in manifestation? Do you think that you were manifesting then?
I mean, yeah, for sure I was. But now I feel like manifesting is like super hyped and like, you know, and as it should be, like, it's a good thing to put out positive shit into the world, or what you want, like, put it out there. But I feel like now, sometimes like I'll wake up before a shoot and I'll be really nervous and I'm like, I just want it to go well, and I'll just like force myself to manifest and I'm like, this isn't working. Like, you don't force it, like, you just naturally like do it. It's a lot of my friends are like, how do you fucking manifest? Because like, you literally manifested your whole entire fucking life. Like, how do you do it? And like, I don't really think I have an answer. I think just like, just know, like, be confident that like, that's going to be your reality, or like, that's going to be whatever the fuck you want to manifest. Like, you have to like really actually like genuinely fucking believe it.
Right.
Like, there's no room for any doubt, like, at all.
It's not an I wish. It's an this will be.
I am. Right. Yeah. I am, like, period. Like, that's just, yeah. So I don't know that. I definitely do. Obviously, I do. Manifesting is very real. I pray to the universe. I believe in like speaking to the universe and asking for what you want. But I think you can't,
fake it. Is your hesitation with it just like because it's kind of like trendy right now? Like, I feel like the idea of manifesting and like spirituality and all, I don't know. It's just like even on my TikTok for you page, I'll like literally scroll and like someone will be like, if this video is on your for you page, like, right, this means you've manifested. Like, right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It just means other weirdos also interacted with videos like this. Like, the universe did not put this on my for you page. Exactly. The algorithm did.
Right. There's 80 million views on this. Like, right. No.
But at the same time, like, yes, manifest your dreams and like go, right, for it, it's, and all that stuff.
Positive. Yeah. Good energy.
Have you had to like sit down and make new dreams now, because I feel like you've checked off so many insane things off of your list?
That's like such a hard question.
Also, the answer could be that you're just too busy working still and you haven't even thought about it.
That's true. I'm so fucking busy, but I definitely like, I have such big like goals that, I mean, yeah, no, I have my dreams from 10 years ago, like, still haven't really been accomplished. Like, yeah, some of them have, but like, I have so much more I want to do.
Do you want to say what some of the dreams are? Do you feel like it's like jinxing it to say it out loud?
No, I would totally say it out loud. I just don't really know if I could like put it into words. I just want to be like a like, I just want art to be my life for the rest of my life. Like, I don't want to get caught up in like money or like fame or any of that. I just want art. Like, I feel like, especially just with money right now, like flaunting, people just want, like, it's just so sick. Like, I want being like regular to be cool. Like,
yeah, I know, I get what you're saying.
I will drive like a Honda Civic before. I don't know. I just don't want, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I understand what you're saying. And I mean, I think in like today's age, everyone's just so obsessed with like the idea of success that Instagram has like shoved down our throats. And we're going to talk about this time and time again throughout this talk. But I always say that like your eye is so original. Your taste is so original. I feel like everything about you, it's just like so amber. And that's like you're an artist. And I feel like now people just want clout. And it's like, right, they copy paste things that are getting attention on the internet because they just, their goal is attention on the internet, where your goal is to just like make art and live a life where you can make art, which is like, so I respect that so much. And I wish that there was more of that in the world. And I'm just glad that people like can like look up to you and like see that there is someone that's like doing it, just like staying so true to themselves. Cause it's like, I mean, it's so rare. It's, right, like truly so rare.
Right.
Do you like write down goals? Like, do you like, do you believe in like New Year's resolutions, or is it kind of just like not that serious to you?
I guess New Year's isn't, I think my birthday is New Year's. Like, I think everyone's birthdays is like a new year for them. Like, okay, I don't really look at December 31st as like New Year's.
It's like your birthday is like the chance to like, this, right, year of my life. That's, I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But I also,
I'm gonna steal that.
Yes, do it. Everyone can. I also feel like every day, like I mean, it's good to set goals like on one certain day, but I just, every day, like there's a new goal, you know? So that's why I couldn't even tell you like my big dreams. Cause like, I don't, it's just every day they're changing, and like, yeah, every day I want something new. Like, yeah.
But I also like, just piggybacking on what you just said, I want that moment to happen for you when you're like 60 years old and you still like don't have a like regular job and you're still taking photos, and then you're just gonna be like crying in your home being like, oh my god, I'm an artist, like, oh, I'm still, god, an artist. Like, that I feel like is when you'll have that moment.
Oh my god,
of like, I did it.
Yes, bitch, I'm gonna have face tats, I'm gonna be crazy when I'm 60.
So many Pomeranians.
Oh my god, house full of palms, house full of every fucking animal ever, honestly.
Do you see yourself living in LA forever, or do you think you'll move?
No, LA for sure. Yeah. Period. Never anywhere else. I would love to be bi-coastal and like have a cute loft in Soho or something.
I see that, yeah.
But New York is just too cold in the winter and then too hot in the summer. But I love the energy there. Yeah. So love New York. But LA is just home.
You're a California girl.
I am.
So, okay, speaking of this, wow, what a great segue. I did, yes, not plan this.
Yes.
I want to talk about how you were raised in Laguna Beach. I know you feel like it was just such a bubble for you growing up there. Like, at what age did you start like itching to get out? Like, at what age were you bored?
So I always talk shit on Laguna, and I feel bad now because it really shaped me into like who I am in so many ways. So I want to stop talking shit on like my hometown. Like, it's fucking beautiful. It's literally right, everyone's, yeah, dream fucking spot. Like, I can't believe I grew up there. It's shocking to me every time I drive like into Laguna. It's stunning. What the fuck? I grew up here. Like, I lived all my life here and I was just so ungrateful for it. But I just used to hate on it. And I still like, you know, not, no, I used to hate on it because I just felt really out of place. Like, I didn't fit in at all, like, looks wise. Mm-hmm. So I kind of used like my sense of humor to like overrule how fucking ugly and like gross. It's okay. It's okay. It's it's okay.
Sad.
It's no, I mean, not okay. Not how ugly I was, but more just like how insecure I was. Like,
do you mean how you dressed, or do you mean that you were like the only Lebanese kid at your school, or both?
I mean, no, I think I dressed cute for the time. I think I always kind of had this little like, okay, like different swag. I don't know. I had like Nikes when no one in Laguna had Nikes. Love. Like Dunks or whatever.
She was ahead of her time.
Right. But yeah, I was my sister's way more like lighter tone than I am. And she looks not Arab. Mm-hmm. And I look more Arab than she does. So growing up, her like maybe like four other Arab kids went to her school.
Okay.
And, you know, when like 9/11 happened, people pointed the finger, like it was a lot of bullying and like,
yeah,
it was just easy target to make fun of for a really long time.
High school kids can be so mean. It's like the worst version of everyone. It's like, I don't know.
The fucking worst.
Yeah.
That's why I went to my 10 year reunion and I was like, me.
You went?
Oh, bitch, I went. You have to go.
When was yours?
I graduated 2009. Okay. So it was
last
like,
year.
Yeah, last year.
And it was, have you like kept in touch with a bunch of people from your high school?
No. I have like four best friends. Two best friends from high school.
Okay.
Shout out Laura and Korn.
So at least you had them to like show up with.
Right. Oh no. Laura and I have planned this whole like Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. We were going to get a pink limo, but we're like, okay, that's like way too much. So we didn't, but that was a trip. But yeah, I just, growing up in Laguna, all I wanted to do was have blonde hair, blue eyes, be like this rich white girl. Like that's all, like have parents that didn't speak, or that did speak only English. Like I was such a fucking bitch to my parents growing up. Like I just found like an old fucking flip cam and they'd be like, I love you, sweetie. I'm like, shut up. Like, my sister and I were, yeah, we were bad. But we just, it's
like a lot of kids, though. But
yeah, true. But we just grew up around, like, something that was just so, like idolized. Like, everyone loved, like, Laguna Beach time, like, that show.
Right, yeah.
And, like, I didn't really, other than my mom pushing me to, like, love my culture, and my dad, like, love your culture, like, your era, be proud, like, what? Other than that, it got made fun of, so I fucking hated it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Do you feel like you started to love the Lebanese culture, like, recently? Or, like, what was the switch where you were like, I'm actually super proud of this?
I think in college, I connected with it a lot more because I met a lot of people that were Arabic. And I could, like, speak Arabic to them and be like, oh, like, you know, talk to them about Lebanon or about different countries like that we could relate to, or I don't know, they kind of just made it like cool to be,
yeah,
to have culture, like, right. And so
it was like a tool to connect to like new people that you liked and wanted to be friends with,
right? And I think the fact that people were hyping it made me more confident in it. And then, you know, in high school I would just really get made fun of all the time, so not all the time, but like
it was a thing
for sure.
Yeah. When was it like in high school when you were like, I need to get out of this like vanilla ass bubble? No, you're fine.
Yeah. So in high school, after high school, I went to community college for a year and failed out of like literally every single class, including photography.
Stop.
Just because I don't do school. Like, it's really hard for me. But I found Academy of Art University, which is 100% acceptance rate college, which is low-key a scam.
And that school's in Laguna?
It's in San Francisco.
Okay.
So I moved out of Laguna, went to San Francisco, And that's where my life just kind of started like blossoming.
Okay. So it wasn't until after high school that you were really like, what am I doing in Laguna still? Okay. That makes sense. And then backing up again. I want to talk about like how you even got into photography. Like, when did you even get your first camera? When did it dawn on you that like, this is your passion?
So my first camera, it's really crazy because that's like, I still use that today.
Whoa. It's like a film camera.
It's digital. Sick. It's a digital camera. I literally still use it today. I had my film camera, but someone in Barcelona stole it.
Sad.
I know. So fucked up. But my first camera was a Nikon D90. My first like real official camera. Like, I remember my dad got me this like really mini camera from Sharper Image.
Obsessed with Sharper Image.
And dude, I was like shooting like a shooter. Like, I was just taking pictures of everything with like this little ass, like the smallest camera in the world.
And how old were you when he got you that camera?
Like 13.
Okay, so you had like an interest in it from that young
always
age.
Was always that bitch at the parties that would upload right after the party onto Facebook. Yes. Like,
oh god, don't you miss that,
dude? Looking back like at those albums, like I would take pictures of like random couples like making out. I'm like, I'm a fucking creep. Like, what was I doing at the fucking party? You're in like, high school,
you were Cobra Snake while Cobra Snake
totally
was,
oh Cobra my god Snake. Except Cobra Snake's like dope and like he wouldn't, I don't know, I was just, I don't know, that was so
weird. You were
just
young and going for it. But it is like, I hate, like now all we really get from people from one night, it's like a intense ass filter of like their glam than like a Facetune photo.
Right.
Like, I want to see the Facebook album.
Yes.
Like, I want to see the 60 photos.
Yes.
I want to see the ones in between that are like out of focus of like a red Solo cup.
Yes.
like it's like this highlight reel. It's so boring.
Right.
Anyways, so you're 13. You have your Sharper Image camera.
Yeah. So that, and then I don't know. I kind of just, I was like, I don't know really like the like turning point. I think it was when I took a film photography class. I just loved like the quality of it, and I loved just how it made people like look so fucking amazing. So I guess actually my first camera was given to me from my best friend's dad, and we were taking a film class in high school, and he was just like, yo, you guys need a camera. So he took us to his friend's house, and his friend had like a whole garage full of film cameras. Wow. He was like, just pick one.
Whoa.
So I was just drawn to this one tattooed right here.
That's cool. It's like actually tattooed on your arm.
I mean,
oh my god, it's huge.
I know.
That's
dude.
Sick.
It's so embarrassing.
No,
like,
it's
you
not.
Guys don't do that. It's like a like, no, I'm sorry. I don't, no hate, but like, just don't do
She's
it.
She's not gonna show it. She's
I was
just like,
yeah, I'm not. It's so. It's just. I mean, no. It's. I don't hate it. I love everything that is on me, but I was honestly obsessed with this photographer named Dirk Mai. Sorry, I'm grabbing that. And he had this like big camera tattoo on his chest, and he was just so fucking cool. So I like. Low-key copied him.
Yeah.
But I made it my own. It's literally the camera I got, my first camera ever. And
I think it's cute. That's like such a sentimental thing. I don't know.
I was obsessed with that camera. It really like became my third eye.
And that's the one someone stole in Barcelona?
That's the one someone wow. fucking stole in Barcelona.
Can you get another one? Do you want to get
another
one?
I do have
one?
Another one.
Okay, so it's
I
just
have
not,
the same exact one, yeah. But it's just not
the
one.
Same.
Right. It doesn't hit the same, but...
Yeah. So that was that when you also realized that like film is what you want to do?
Yeah, I didn't really like know about digital. I had like the point and shoot at the party, you know, but like nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then my friend from Newport got a Nikon D90, and I was like so jealous. I was like, I need to get one. Like, that's so cool. Like, she was just shooting like crazy, like I don't, the dumbest shit, but like it just, I needed that.
Yeah.
So I got one for Christmas, and then I would start shooting like little projects in Laguna. Like, I had this like American flag set up in my room, and I would take portraits of everyone like against it. Like,
that's cool.
Random ass people would come over and like want to get their portrait taken by me, which was just such a trip because it was like,
that's dope.
This popular senior, like this whatever girl that would never talk to me in high school, but she's coming over to my house to get her fucking picture
don't
taken.
You love that?
So I feel like that kind of just, I don't know. I think everyone stoked on like the images that I was producing, like mm-hmm. gave me such a confidence boost and really made me like feel validated almost.
Yeah.
So
Were you posting any images on like Tumblr and stuff at this time, or was that not yet?
Not well in college. That's okay. When I made my Tumblr.
Okay, so let's talk about San Francisco. So you applied to this college that you now refer to as a scam
because gets in. Bitch, I applied 2 weeks before I got in. Before I moved there.
Whoa.
Yes.
Did you know that you were going to get in?
I mean, I literally Googled 100% acceptance rates college because I really wanted to go to Brooks Institute in Santa Barbara. It's like really well known for photo and like all these like really cool photographers went there.
Yeah.
But at the time, I didn't really have much of a portfolio and I wasn't really like, I don't think I even applied. I just knew I couldn't get in. So, yeah, Googled at that school, got in 2 weeks, moved there 2 weeks later. I don't know how.
Did you have any friends that were going there? Or
no.
So you chose San Francisco because you Googled 100% accept or answer certain schools and this came up and you're like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to San Francisco.
Right.
Did you need that college as an excuse to like have your parents support you going there? Was that your thinking on that? Or did you just for you want to have like a school?
I just wanted to get the fuck out of Laguna. I think that's like, or just out of like, I was in community college. So that was just fucking, I hated it. Like it was so hard for me. Couldn't pass any class. Like,
because
it was
you just
crazy.
Didn't care at all.
I just didn't care. And I'm just really like, I don't apply myself to school. Yeah. Moved to SF in like 2010.
Did you have a major or was it just
photography?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you picked your classes. Did you live in a dorm?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a roommate?
Yes.
How was that?
Love her. She's my roommate today.
Stop.
We live together today.
Was it random?
We found each other on Facebook and ever since then, like we just loved each other.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Love Jenna.
That's really awesome. So you and Jenna had a place. You're going to classes full time.
By two room.
I'm sure.
So small. Yeah, the classes didn't really give me like a lot of learning. Like I feel like you can't teach someone how to be a photographer. Hi, Monty. That is so nice. Monty.
Breathe in the mic.
Good boy, Monty.
Okay, sorry. So you and Jenna are in the 2x2 apartment.
We're in the 2x2 dorm.
Yeah.
I don't know. San Francisco is really just a place for me to learn about life and myself versus like anything else. Like I didn't learn anything photography
like
related
and stuff
at all.
Like that. Was it easy for you to make friends and find people
oh my God,
out there?
Yeah. Bitch, I was lit. I was that bitch in college. Like I was really that bitch. I was just so like I was wasted 24/7.
Fire.
Four Loko'd out.
Oh
like
my God, my Four Loko's.
College stories were crazy.
I believe it. So you were just like social butterfly. Were you still super motivated at this time to be taking photos? Or were you just like happy to be like in your element and like just being Amber to like the fullest?
I definitely was motivated, but I feel like at times it was really like unmotivating because, you know, I didn't really fuck with some of the class assignments. They didn't really like being forced to do art is like,
yeah,
really really hard. And
yeah.
I mean now it's my job so I'm forced to do shit I don't really like love to do, so I guess maybe
it's different. I mean I could be wrong, but I imagine it's different direction, right? Like I feel like in a photo class it's like take a picture of a subject on like a beach in black and white,
right?
Whereas like now it's just like here's products, here's a model. Do they send you like inspiration too?
I mean dude, it's different. Like it's depends on the client,
right?
Depends on like it's crazy, it's so much stress, but people like don't understand like what comes with like really being a photographer. I didn't fucking know either
until
I started doing it a lot and a lot and a lot. I'm like holy shit, this is a lot of pressure and just like creativity that you just have to like constantly produce. So
yeah, we'll talk about it more later.
Okay.
But as far as you being in school, it was like a bit uninspiring.
Yeah, just I don't know, the teachers fucking sucked. Like
yeah, I mean 100% acceptance rate school,
right?
Your expectations are probably like whatever.
I feel really bad, but I don't know, they just didn't give me like, I wanted to learn fashion and like I wanted to shoot with film. I wasn't allowed to shoot with film.
That's
I'm sure now they changed it because film's like that bitch, but like
yeah,
before like in 2010 like no one was shooting film like at all, but that's what I learned on. So like
Right.
It was weird. I don't know.
Would you recommend that school now, like for someone that's in their hometown that like just wants to get out?
Save
like,
your money.
Was it expensive?
Just save your money. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So kind of like scam.
Art school's expensive vibes. Though. But go to like Art Center in Pasadena or go to like, go to Real Life University.
Real Life it's University. It's the best. Okay. So at this like time in your life, you're, let's say, a freshman in college. Are you now like on Tumblr? Are you on Instagram? Like, are people actually reaching out to you to like book you for stuff? Are you linking up with models? Like, what's that like?
I'll never forget making an Instagram because we would all text each other when we would post a picture and be like, go like my picture, like go like my, get it to 11 likes, because when it hit 11, it didn't say all the names. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. It was like commas
before. Right. Yeah. It was, totally so we would remember. Be like, can you go like my picture right now? Like we need to get up to like 11. So I just remember making it in sophomore year of college. And I was like, yeah, I was like working on content like back then. Like now that I'm looking back, it's so fucking weird. Like, we lived across the street from the Yelp building.
Whoa.
And this high rise was sick. It was really nice. Crazy that we lived there. But we would like move. They would have meetings. Like it would be like right over there, you know, and like, but way tighter because San Francisco is so narrow.
Right. All the streets. Yeah.
And like our pool was just facing like their like meeting room or something. So we would moon them like every chance we could get. And they would just look at us and start like dying laughing. So like my best friend and I have this picture of us like mooning the Yelp building and just going like that, like middle finger up. And it's just
so fun.
Yeah, it's crazy because that was on like Reddit. And then that kind of like went viral for 2010.
Yeah, you've had a lot of like a handful of like viral, like your birthday party. Dude, on the subway.
That was
weren't you at the news?
Iconic on the fucking news. So I was in New York with Steph Shep for a Victoria's Secret fashion show.
Love.
And then it happened to be my birthday that same weekend. And a lot of my really good friends live in New York. So they're like, yo, like you're not staying in your room for your birthday. Like come over right now. We're going to dinner. Like we saw you're wearing a cute dress. Like stay in that. Just come to Brooklyn, whatever. So I go over to Brooklyn and I go to my friend's apartment and they all have like suitcases. Everyone, there's like eight girls and they're all holding like a fucking suitcase.
And you so were like suspicious?
I'm like, wait, where are we? Like, what's going on? And it reeked of fish, like reeked of fish because they brought lobster, bitch. So we get out, we get on the train and then I didn't really question the suit. I did, but maybe I did, but they were just like, no, don't worry about it. Like, just don't worry about
You're
it.
Just rolling with it.
Right. Yeah. So get on the train and then they just start on fucking packing, unloading, like putting up banners, like literally streamers, like tablecloth, wine glass, wine, lobster. Like it was just so crazy. It was the most thoughtful thing of ever.
Whose idea was it?
My best friend, Sam.
Oh, it's so good.
She's a party planner and
oh, that's cool.
She low key does like viral, like she is really good at coming up with weird ass viral ideas.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because she's not even on the gram like that. Like she doesn't show off how like creative she is. It's really bizarre to me.
I respect it.
I know, I do too, but damn girl, like you could get booked. Like
right.
People want you.
Right.
People want your brain.
Yeah, if they
it's
knew
weird.
Who did this.
Right.
Then, yeah, 100%.
So the next day I like get a knock on the door from like the butler and he drops off a newspaper and I turn the page and it's me. It's literally me in the New York Times, bitch. I'm like, wait, what? Like it went so viral.
Yeah.
We got calls from like every fucking news network. Like we were on 10 different news channels.
Insane.
Like yeah, weird random viral moments.
I mean, I love that. I was in I was doing a podcast episode and like the person was late. Oh, I was Amber Rose. I was interviewing Amber Rose. She was late. I mean, like, of course, but like she was amazing. But
right.
I was just like on my phone and like Twitter, like trending on Twitter. It was like surprise, like, and it's you were so recognizable with your hair, of course.
Shut
I was like,
up.
Amber, like freaking out. Like, oh my God, it was so fun.
That but
like
is everything.
I loved that. That was
Me
so
too.
Sick. So social media, you're on Instagram. Are you booking like when did you start meeting up with like random people from the internet to shoot them?
Oh my God.
Because I feel Always. Like that's like a big part of like where you kind of came from.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So when I lived in San Francisco, I think I wasn't reaching out to girls on Instagram, but I was going through like agencies.
Okay.
And then when I dropped out of school and I moved to LA, I was still reaching out to agencies, but I think
what's the process for that? Like, would you just email an agency and be like, here's stuff I've done before. I want to shoot some of like test shoots for girls.
So you have to call them first and get an email address to email, because mm-hmm. they don't really put the email on there. I mean, maybe they do now, but they didn't in 2010. So you'd have to like call agencies, and I'd always be so nervous to call. I'd be like, like I would just like slip my fucking words all the time and just be so upset with myself. But call them, get an email address, and then email them and be like, hey, I'm looking to test some of your girls. Can you send me a package? So they send, I think you send like your website. Obviously you're like, hi, I'm Amber Asali. I'm a photographer. Right. Went to this college. Like, here's my website. I would love to shoot your girls. So that's how that works. And then I think I would do that. And when I moved to LA, that was like my life. Like, I would reach out to every agency. I would get denied by so many. And
that's, I would part just of, rejection's part of it though. I feel like that's something like, no is just a part of the journey. Like, you have to just like get over it and just be like, people are gonna say no to me, they're not gonna get the vision at this time and place, and like that's just part of it. Like, don't get hung up on it, right? Keep it moving. Like, you will get said no to.
Rejection is motivation. Like, yes. Honestly, being told no, or like, you know, just rejection just makes me need to fucking conquer whatever I just got rejected from.
Yeah.
So
obviously you figured it out.
Yeah. So I feel like I started using Instagram probably when I lived in LA. I feel like girls would more reach out to me.
Okay.
But I would reach out to girls for sure. But no one was really like popping back then. You know, there were popping people, but it wasn't like today.
It's not the machine it is now.
Right.
Okay. So where do you feel like you got your sense of style? Like, was it your mom? Was it internet? Like, who do you think inspired you?
My dad is my love. That's really nice, Monty. My mom and my dad are both just like fly as fuck. My dad especially had like such cool swag. Like, he was just so fucking cool. Like, love. So cool.
Yeah.
So I think they were also, they always like always carried themselves like so confidently. And like, for me to say that I was like, I felt like the oddball out in Laguna Beach being like Lebanese or whatever. They were literally immigrants coming from the Middle East. Yeah. So the fact that they just pulled off what they did and so effortlessly and so just, I don't know, they were cool. Yeah, definitely my parents gave me like my swag. That.
Was there like a Lebanese community in Laguna Beach, or were they just like really just out here kind of all by themselves?
Not really. We went, so I had like all my Arab friends I would go to church with, mm-hmm. and then I have like my white friends, but my Arab friends were more like in like Fountain Valley, and like there was just spread out everywhere, but it was like a church community.
Okay, so you met those people at church, and then like your white friends were more like school friends?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Church friends are family. I'm friends with all of them still.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're like literally, I grew up with them, like born and raised with them.
Do you know why your parents chose Laguna Beach out of like everywhere in the
my
world?
My dad said that the trees look like the mountains and the hills look like Lebanon.
Oh.
So he was just like, well, this is it, like I have to fucking move here. And he was also friends with, like, when he moved to America, he went to like Philly for school and met these like really rich white people, and that they were just obsessed with my dad for some reason, and we're still friends to them to this day. But they like had a summer house in Laguna, so they're like, Mike, like come with us, like you have to come to Laguna with us. So wow. He went, and he's like, this is just fucking it, like I'm gonna hustle my life away to raise a family here.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah,
and
he fucking did.
That's so dope. Speaking of Lebanon, I do want to talk about your cousin for a little bit, because that was crazy. Amber's cousin was in Beirut during the explosion that happened. He's okay now?
He's okay now, recovered.
Yeah.
Physically, but obviously mentally it's always going to be like PTSD for him.
Right.
He was at the gym when it happened, and like he saw like something, and then he went outside to go look, and then it was just like bam. And then, sorry, that's scary, I know. And then just next thing you know, he was like crawling on the floor for his life. Wow. And like hopped onto a random moped, like blacked out. I don't think he, I don't know, when he was telling Sarah and I, he was just like, it was just, I don't remember anything other than getting like literally crawling for my life for like some sort of transportation to take me to the nearest hospital.
Wow.
So the doctors told him that he, I don't want to like misquote it, but he had like a gash, a very fucking gnarly gash in his neck from the explosion, like residue. And if it were just like 1 millimeter, like closer to this like really important artery, then he would have died.
Wow.
So it's fucked up. I think there's so much going on in the world that like, you know, you can't expect everyone to just like focus in on this one country, even though that's just like what I'm like, everyone pay attention. Like this is some serious shit. Like it's fucked up. But I mean, Lebanon's a very strong, they're such strong people, and they're going to rebuild themselves into like an even better country, I hope and pray.
Yeah.
That shit was just so, so sad. He never wants to go back to Lebanon again. He's in Milan right now.
Wow.
Because he's just like traumatized. He can't like, he never wants to go back, which is just so sad because it's such a pretty country. Like,
yeah.
It was so fucking beautiful. Like, very.
And he's born and raised there.
Oh, I imagine.
That's so crazy to just like, one day this like horrific thing happens and then your home's just not your home anymore. Any second. Part of it.
Right.
Wow. Part.
And I raised like $13,000 for him in like a week or
that's
something.
That's incredible. Which, see, that's like one of the actually amazing things of social media is that like you can use your platform for good and like
right.
I'm so glad that you did. Okay, so going back to San Francisco, sorry, a bit of a segue there, but I feel like the way we talk is just so like popcorn, but like it works
all the time. Like, it works.
It's fine. When did you graduate from your school in San
Hell
Francisco?
No.
Okay, so you stopped going after how long?
3 years.
Okay, so out of four?
Yeah. I know, dude. I know. I
you
was
got
just
a
like,
C+.
Fuck this shit. I just had to get out. Like, I feel like it. I just really realized that like, damn, this is a fucking scam. And like, no offense to San Francisco like agencies at all, but like they're very commercial. Like, you know, they're very commercial. And I wanted to work with like more models. And like, you mm-hmm. know, there really were like 10 fire models in SF, and then there were like hundreds in LA.
Right.
So I'm like, why would I go to school for another year and not learn shit and get in fights with all my teachers and like get wasted every night when I could just drop out, move to LA and start applying all this shit that I like learned mm-hmm. into real life and start shooting and just start learning on my fucking own, because these people like they just, no one can teach you your style.
Right.
So I went and moved to LA, dropped out of SF and found my style. Which
Love
was
it.
Really cool.
Love that.
Yeah.
So were your friends and family like supportive of you dropping out, or were they like, girl, you have one more year?
No, they didn't care. I think my dad's like, thank God, like, let me not pay for this shit anymore.
Right.
Drop out.
Yeah, for sure. No,
I think also like a diploma from an art school. I mean,
has anyone ever asked you, did you go to college, like in a professional setting?
Sometimes actually with
really?
Like more like male dominated, like older men, like sets, like they'll
but do you think it's more like a power play than like a thing that they really care about?
I'll even like drop it just to be like, listen, I fucking went to school for this shit, like this is my passion, my job, my every, you know, if people don't take me serious, like I just have that to fall back on,
which is a nice thing to have. Like, is it necessary? No. Would you be where you are without it? Yeah, but like in a situation like that, like you might as well flex.
Right, exactly. It's cool to just say like, this is really like what I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in LA now. You're living with
my sister.
Fun. That's cute. That's cool.
Love. Still to this day, live with her.
Love.
She's my backbone. I couldn't.
You have the best relationship with your sister. I think it's so
sometimes.
Cool.
No,
well, no, you do.
No, we do. We're like each other's like number one fan.
Yeah.
By the way, she's a real estate agent, so if anyone needs a house in LA, you know, like hit Sarah
up.
Right, she's the one. But I lived with Sarah and it was like really toxic. She was in this like motorcycle stage of her life where
what?
Like,
so it was good for her that you came back.
I mean I don't know, because I was really judgmental. Like, I was, and I'm really defensive, and just like, it's especially because you're my blood, you're my sister. Like, I can't let you do this shit. Like, so I wouldn't say it nicely.
So you're what are you doing for work at this time? Just shooting? Are you making money yet?
Oh my God. No, I just started making money like 2 years ago. So I was living in LA. What was I doing for, you know what? I think my only client was Lolly Swim. She had those like bow bottoms.
What a throwback.
Throwback. They were like the shit. Yep. So
cheeky big bow on the ass.
Right. And that made me, it was really cool that she took a chance on me.
Yeah. And that was a moment in Swim. Like everyone had to have those bikini bottoms.
Major moment. Yeah. It made any ass look full. Like True. It really gave a little plump little booty on a flat ass like mine. So it was just goals. It made me like really, again, like feel validated. And I think that's also really important. Like a very, very important role in like where I am today is all the validation I've gotten and all the support I've gotten. Cause like without that, I wouldn't, you have to like feel yourself a little, I don't know, people, not saying this in like an egotistical way at all. Cause there's a difference between like ego and confidence.
Totally.
And I think more confidence booster wise, like it really helped me like be able to keep going because I'm like, damn, like, people fuck with my work. Like that's crazy.
You need people in your corner. You need people to believe in you. And like, I don't think that's ego speaking. I think that's just like encouragement.
Right. And just testing literally every single day of the week, like, or maybe 5 days a week. And my friend, you know, Alexis Schefts.
Yes. Yeah.
So she dropped, we went to college together.
Cool.
We both dropped out at the same time. So we weren't really that good of friends in college, but when she moved to LA, she was like, yo, I'm a stylist. I'm a fire ass stylist. You're a fire ass photographer.
Great combination.
Let's get some fire ass models and just make art. So we started testing, you know, 4 to 5 times a week. I would take my film to Costco. They would develop it for me for like $5 and 30 Amazing. Minutes.
Wow. The good old days.
The good old days. They need to come back. Costco, please start developing film again. Like, please. That was fucking dope. And then, yeah, I wouldn't really get like paid things back then.
Right. I mean, you have to put in so much. How do you feel about unpaid work? Because I know there's like this ongoing conversation with like micro influencers like wanting to make it and like not getting paid, and like some people think that brands like take advantage of girls for like creating content for free. I've done so much for free. I know you've done so much for free. Like, what are your thoughts? Do you think like the times are changing and people should like provide budget? Do you think like it's part of it?
I think it more depends on like, I wasn't really pushing anything. I was just making art to make art, you know? So right. I would do that for free tomorrow. Totally. Like, I don't really care. But if you want me to like advertise something, or like if you have a product like you especially want me to push, like pay me.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for free.
Right.
You shouldn't, especially if you have a following or if like you're going to create some fire ass content, like do not do that shit for free.
So that's where you draw the line then, is if like, if it's art versus if it's like a product.
Oh yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. So when did you move to New York?
I lived in LA for 2 years, I think. Yeah. 2 years. And then I don't know. I was just like, I need to fucking move to New York. Like, that's just all I want to do is work for a magazine in New York and just be a fashionista and, you know, live that life. Little did I know that shit was fucking cold as fuck and expensive as shit. So,
Hacks.
Yeah, it didn't really work out.
Yeah.
First year I lived in New York, I was trying so hard to get a job. Like I walked all through Soho, tried to get a job there, didn't work out, kept walking, hit the East Village and found this fucking taco shop. And I walked in and like, I think the guy, he was from Huntington Beach, Otto's Tacos. He was from Huntington Beach and I'm from Laguna. So we kind of connected on that. And like, I don't think I asked for a job. He just kind of knew. He was like, wait, are you looking for a job? Literally gave me a fucking hat and an apron. And I started working right then and there.
Wow.
So
Otto's
Taco. Oh my God. So fire. Like so fucking good. So I worked there for like 3 months and I didn't tell any of my friends. I was so embarrassed. Wow. Some of my friends today are like, no, you're lying. You did not work there. I'm like, no, I swear to God, I just kept it from you because I was so embarrassed.
Were you like nervous someone was going to walk in the door and see you?
Someone did. Not a friend, but she worked at Coach and she followed me on Instagram and I had like 20,000 followers at the time or something.
Yeah.
So she was like, wait. What, like, I follow you on Instagram. That's so funny. I'm like, I was mortified. I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. But also now looking back, I was just like, I mean, even years after that, I was broke as fuck. Like I was just trying to get my like money.
Right. No, I know. Like, I feel like there should be no shame in that.
There should be no shame.
I understand why you felt that way, but society,
right?
Like, talking to society, we shouldn't put shame on people for like pursuing art but also having a job, because like how else are you gonna get there,
right? So please work whatever fucking job you can get. Like, no one cares. I mean, people that do care are just so weird to me.
It doesn't matter.
Like, do you, like, please don't care about what other people think, and if they care about it for some reason, it's just really strange to me. So yeah, I worked there, and then my shifts would be like 8 p.m. to like 3 a.m. And then I have to take the train from Manhattan back into Bushwick. And it's sketchy. Very sketchy. Fell asleep. Woke up with a dick in my face one time. Peed on the train one time because I had to pee so bad.
Amber.
I know. It's disgusting. I know. Oops. There's been worse. So my dad was like, yo, really?
Did you tell your dad right away or you waited?
No, I told them right away. Oh, okay. My God. I was like, I got a job. They're yeah.
They thought it was going to be like a creative something. Yeah.
But then after, well, I told them it was a taco spot. But then like 3 months into it, after like going home at 3 a.m. for like countless nights, they're like, yo, like, we did not send you to New York to work at a fucking taco shop. Like, hustle your ass off and go get that magazine job, because this isn't cutting it. And also, my dad had been diagnosed with cancer like 2 weeks before I moved to New York.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's really fucked up. I didn't really like, I mean, he was just like, yo, you have to go to New York. Like, don't stay back because of me. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So he was just like, you didn't leave LA to go work at a taco shop and leave me to go. Yeah, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So I quit and I worked at LF for a minute, which was just fucking annoying. Yeah. That's the worst job ever. Like, the way they force you to buy shit is crazy. The way they have you call every client. Yeah, it's just crazy. Did that. And then finally, I was just like, all right, I need to really focus on getting this dream magazine job. Mm-hmm. So I hit up Scott Lips and he linked me with Prince and Jacob and Mike.
Love. Yeah.
And then they created a position for me and they were like, at Galore.
We need this woman.
Right. They really,
you really
love them for that.
/were just so like your brand and Galore's brand were like one. Like, totally. It made so much sense. It was really like the best combination ever.
And they gave me the freedom to like be myself, which was just so fucking cool. And I owe so much to them. Like, I really am so grateful to them for giving me that, because also, again, it was validating, you know, like
100%,
they love me. Like, oh my God, they let me have a YouTube show called Getting Drunk with Amber. Like, they were fire. They really,
Galore TV,
dude, fire.
Fire.
So yeah,
that was like the first time I ever heard about you. It was on Galore TV and I was like, I want to be this girl's friend so bad. Like, she's so fun.
They're so funny. Those videos were so funny. And then the girls that worked there were all fucking cool. I'm still friends with them to this day.
Yeah.
So it was just a dream job.
I mean, it really changed your life. Like, that was when, you got paid to be a full-time creative.
Salary. I never made salary.
It's a big deal.
It was major. It was so major. I got paid to go out to like clubs and like events and get free shit and like go on Snapchat and like network. It was the dream. It's it was perfect. Really the dream.
And how old were you?
22.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Love. Okay. Wow. So you're doing that whole thing. And then why did you come back to LA from there?
Yeah. Okay. So abruptly my mom texted me on like December 17th being like, your dad is really not doing well at all.
Wow.
You should come back to New York. So,
or back to LA, you mean?
Back to LA.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, I started packing my whole room up. I told my roommate, I was like, listen, I'm so sorry, but like, you know, I gotta go. She's like, oh my God, fucking go. Like, don't even worry about me.
Yeah.
So flew back to LA on like the 18th, spent every day in the hospital with my dad till the 24th, Christmas Eve, and then he left us that day.
Wow.
But it was just really like, I'm so thankful that I had those like 5 days with him.
Yeah.
But it also gives me PTSD because like, it was like seeing him in that light was fucked up. Like he just couldn't move. I'd have to like take his like bed sheets and like flip him over so he could like lay on his side because his like back would go to sleep. Everything would just, I don't know, it was fucked up.
Yeah,
very fucked up.
Yeah,
and he couldn't really talk, so it was just a bad way to see him go.
Right, but you have so many good memories.
So many good memories, of course.
That. Yeah. How, so after losing your dad, of course, that like just your whole life is like turned upside down. Did you and your family, like, did you take time off work and just like stay in LA and do like family time, or what was your life like in the months after?
I'm pretty sure. So I quit working at Galore. They were like, yo, like take time off. Like obviously yeah. like, go be with your like mom and your sister and whatever. So I stayed with my sister and her roommate who like, I would sleep on the couch. That's what it was. I slept on the couch in LA for like a good 7 months.
Damn.
Until her roommate moved out and I moved into her room.
Okay.
And
were you wanting to get back to work because you felt like your dad was always your biggest supporter and like you wanted to do that for him? Or were you just like, I can't even do that right now? Like, how, what was your headspace like trying to like shoot photos again?
I think I was like so sad, but like it was just such a long time coming because like he'd been sick for 2 years.
Okay.
And I mean, honestly, it was like not a relief. Like I lost my dad, of you know, course, but yeah. like he was out of his pain and like
right.
that was just like.
And you saw him suffer with your own eyes.
Right. Like, for yeah. like so long. So yeah. I was just like ready to just get in it. I just like wanted to shoot everything and everyone. And I always talk to my dad before every shoot, like mm-hmm. ever since he died, like every single shoot, I'm like, be with me today. Like mm-hmm. you got me. So I feel like I feel him with me always.
Yeah. It just, the relationship, just the dynamic changed. Like it went yeah. from calling him to just talking to him.
Right.
Wherever he's at. That's dope.
Basically.
That is dope. So I want to talk about just like what it's like shooting with Amber. Like what is your day like when you have a shoot?
Oh my god, dude. I get the worst anxiety before.
Really?
Oh my god. Even the worst anxiety every fucking shoot. It's so much pressure. I'm like, wait, they want me to shoot this? I better put on. And then I don't know, I just get in my head a lot.
So you wake up, you're anxious.
I wake up but yeah, I wake up, I meditate sometimes, or like I'll put like a YouTube like meditation thing on.
Yeah.
And I'll pray to the universe.
Yeah.
I'll just pray to my dad, and my assistant comes and picks me up because, you know, I don't have my license.
Right.
And we rent lighting, we'll do that the day before, and then we'll stop by my office, pick up all my gear, and then drive to the shoot, pull up, unload. Yeah. Set up.
And you're still anxious this whole time, or do you kind of calm down once it's like in the motion?
Once I'm there and I like fake not being anxious, it kind of like,
yeah, your
works.
Body believes it,
right? Yeah. Totally. So I'm like, oh wait, why was I ever tripping? And then after the shoot, I'm like, why did I stress myself out for nothing? Like,
I know
this was fire.
Yeah.
Everything I do, and again, like I really, like I would never create like something corny.
Going back to what we were talking about kind of at the beginning with like clients and stuff like that. Sorry. What sort of like direction does like a, let's say like a more commercial client give you, and like how creative do you usually get to be?
I feel like I can always convince clients to let me like do what I want, and then I'll send it to them even if they didn't ask for it, and they'll use it.
Yeah.
So I'll just always do what I want no matter what.
Love
I don't
that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter like how commercial.
How do you feel like / do you ever kind of sway, but how do you stay just like so true to your eye and your taste when you're just like existing in this like bubble and ecosystem of like trendy LA, like everything is like kind of the same safe styles?
I just think that shit is like, I mean, to each their own.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't care about anything but my close circle of friends, people like you, people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else, like, I just don't pay attention to. Like, right. I really, like, I know it's sounds like, yeah, right. Like, yeah, you do because you're on the fucking
I believe
phone.
It. Yeah.
But like, yeah. And I look at their shit, but I just don't let it faze me.
Right. And do you think that also goes back to you just having such a support system, like hyping you up and just being like, your way is the best way. Don't even right. look there.
Right. No, really. Like, I'm so blessed with my support system. It's crazy.
Do you have like a routine that you do when you feel like you're running low on inspiration or like you're getting bored? Like, what do you do when you need a creative boost?
I mean, I'm going through it right now.
What? Why?
I've just been working so much.
Yeah. Does that make it feel like a job and like less fun when you're just like, you don't get any days off?
I just had this conversation with my manager, actually. I'm like, yo, like, let's not do, I don't care how big the paycheck is. Like, I really don't. But if it doesn't like get my like creativity tingling, then yeah. I don't want to fucking do it. Like, period.
Yeah.
If I shoot something I know I don't want to shoot and I do it because of the paycheck, and then afterwards I look at the photos and they're just all like not my style at all because mm-hmm. I forcefully did it, it makes me feel like a bad artist.
Yeah.
And I never want to feel like a bad artist. I hate that feeling. It's the fucking worst feeling ever. I need to like go back to 10 year ago Amber and the girl that was doing everything just for the pure art of it. Art.
Right.
That's it. I just want to like do something that shit that I love to do. And like, if I just keep doing like free shit that I want to do, like that's where my mind just, I'm like, oh, I love my job.
Watching you shoot is one of my favorite things ever. Like the way that like, okay, Amber will look at the corner. She'll look at the person. She'll go, I want you to stand here and do like this, like some like, you know, avant-garde shit. And then the hot bitch just goes and she does it. And then she just takes one film photo or maybe two. And then she just moves on. Like, it's like the opposite of like everyone on Instagram doing the same thing. Like click, click, click. Like she just sees a corner and like her brain just works in this way. I'm talking about you, probably, like you're not here.
But, I love you for that.
But it's crazy. Like, I really, like, I could just sit in a corner I have and just, like, watch you shoot. And I'm like, whoa, she's talented. So I guess you don't even really need creative inspiration. You just kind of show up and, like, hope for the best and the best happens.
Exactly.
Which we love that. True talent.
Oh, thank you.
Do you feel like quarantine and, like, this whole year, like, do you think it's been creatively good for you or bad for you?
I think it's helped me grow a lot as a person. You know, being stuck with yourself for 2 weeks straight is kind of like gnarly. And I mean, 6 months, 7 months, whatever it was or is.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped me grow a lot artistically also. I got to like move into my office fully. I got to, you know, like interior design.
No, we didn't even talk about that. Guys, Google Amber's office. It's so cool.
It's really cute.
It's the best.
It's really cute. It's really cute. I love just like going on Craigslist, like getting high as fuck.
Yeah.
Craigslist, offer up, Facebook Marketplace, just like buying everything. Like I'll think of the most random thing and then you just type it in and like it's there.
Yeah.
It's the internet's fucking awesome for shopping.
Yeah.
Love shopping online. I have a problem.
My favorite is when you like, what do you call it? When you get like super high and like buy a bunch of like eBay dresses or something like that. And if you like, don't remember and you try them on, you're like 6 out of 10, 4 out of 10. It's
I so will just funny. Black out and buy like the most random shit. And then wake up the next morning with hella like email notifications. Like, congrats, your offer has been accepted. I'm like, what offer? Why did I buy this like 2012 Betsy Johnson?
It's been a positive experience for you hanging out with yourself.
I hate to say that. I hate to say positive.
I get it. Yeah. But it's like, I feel you. Cause like, it's like, what a weird thing to say. Like 2020, you had like growth. Like,
right.
But I feel like a lot of creatives, like we kind of needed the like discipline of like being stuck. If that makes sense.
Love that.
You know?
Yeah. I would sit in my house and like collage shit and like forcefully like make art.
Yeah.
And I know I just said like I hate doing that, but like I would make dope shit.
Yeah. And a collaging, that's kind of like been like, I could be wrong, but I feel like that's always kind of been like a signature of yours.
Always.
So like going back to that, I feel like is like you're like remembering like who the fuck you are, right? And like your taste and like all that stuff.
Time to do it. Yeah. Because that shit takes time, you 100%,
know? 100%. Yeah. So we're almost out of time. But I want to know, like, do you have any advice that you wish that you could tell 16-year-old Amber?
Be authentic to yourself. Don't worry about other people and what the fuck they think, because it doesn't matter. You're not going to see any of those people after high school, I promise. None of them matter. All those boys are fucking assholes. Facts. You're going to meet your man from Boston, I promise. Just fuck other people's opinions. Like, they really don't matter.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you so much.
I love you.
I love you. You're always the best. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That's like the best thing for like a podcast guest. What?
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.